A dead shark was found in North Idaho on the shores of a freshwater river. Now it's gone viral. But this isn't the first shark to roam the inland northwest. There were so-called buzzsaw sharks millions of years ago when Idaho was under the ocean. Lauren Patterson reports.
Right here's where we found the shark.
Local river guide Rob Winters found the shark near the boat ramp on Shorts Bar, the most popular beach in Riggins.
That's where it washed up.
Rosita Bailey is a bartender at the Seven Devils Saloon.
Everywhere, it's everywhere. Last night, someone was like, let's go jump in the river. And someone was like, no, we can't. There's sharks there.
Bailey works with Taylee Hopkins, a local teacher who waitresses in the summer at the saloon.
As the day went on, customers were coming into the restaurant and they're like, do you hear about the shark? Do you hear about the shark? Some people were like, it's real. It's definitely real. And then some people were like, it's got to be a prank.
The sighting happened to coincide with the annual University of Idaho sorority raft trip, where dozens of college students voyage out onto the river before school starts.
We were doing a big sorority trip. We came down here in the morning to put the boats in, then we go down there, and it was just laying here dead.
Salmon sharks are found in the North Pacific Oceans, often in the coastal waters of Washington and Oregon. But in mid-August, Idaho Fish and Game started getting calls when people found one on the shores of the Salmon River.
We thought it was sturgeon because they look like sharks. But then with that many calls, an officer went down there, took some pictures and sent it to us. And sure enough, it was a shark.
That's Joe DuPont, a fisheries manager with Idaho Fish and Game. His press release about the shark went viral.
We knew immediately it was a hoax because salmon sharks can't live in fresh water. It's a long migration to get here through a bunch of dams, which is impossible.
But sharks have lived in Idaho before. During the Permian period, 270 million years ago, North America looked completely different than it does today. Sean Wilsey is a geology professor at the College of Southern Idaho.
Most of Idaho, but particularly southeastern Idaho, was shallow ocean.
It was tropical, with temperatures more like Costa Rica and warm waters filled with all kinds of ocean life.
There were these shallow seaways, and one of the organisms that inhabited those was a unique type of shark.
That shark was called Helicoprion.
If you want to understand more about this crazy buzz-toothed shark that existed in Idaho, you really need to talk to Dr. Leif Tapanilla.
Tapanilla is a paleontologist at Idaho State University who studies Helicoprion sharks. He's been featured on Shark Week for Discovery Canada and an episode of River Monsters. While these sharks are found all over the world,
most of them are found here in southeast Idaho.
When you look at the shark's jaw,
it kind of looks like a circular saw blade, except it's a spiral. And the teeth on them are 5 inches, 6 inches tall from root to tip. They're almost like the span of your hand.
The slicing teeth rotate backwards, swinging at a 30-degree angle to cut through the meat of their prey. Although no one needs to worry about sharks in Idaho waters today, you might want to look around next time you're at the beach.
I think somebody brought it or had it in their freezer or something and decided to drop it off at Shorts Bar, like the literal most popular beach in Riggins where everyone swims.
Most people think the prank is super funny, says Hopkins.
Everyone will remember this for the rest of their lives, the day of the shark in Riggins on Shorts Bar.
Reporting in Riggins, Idaho, I'm Lauren Patterson.